Chapter 6, Love, Marriage, and Romance.
I think that if one is seeking to build a truly satisfying relationship, the best way of bringing this about is to get to know the deeper nature of the person and relate to her or him on that level, instead of merely on the basis of superficial characteristics. In this type of relationship, there is a role for genuine compassion. On the other hand, a relationship built primarily on sexual desire, for instance, is like a house built on a foundation of ice. As soon as the ice melts, the building collapses.
As a Buddhist monk, the Dalai Lama has developed satisfying relationships and found intimacy within the context of friendships. But studies have shown that marriage is one factor that can, in fact, bring happiness, providing the intimacy and close bonds that enhance health and overall life satisfaction. I wanted to bring up the subject of marriage, a conventional source of happiness in our culture, and had planned to begin one discussion by soliciting his opinion about all the joys and virtues of romance and marriage. A chance encounter with a bickering couple immediately before our meeting, however, prompted me to ask him instead about why conflicts and problems seem to arise so often in marriages.
Of course, when dealing with conflicts, there can be many factors involved. It can be quite complex. So when we are dealing with trying to understand relationship problems, the first stage involves deliberately reflecting on the underlying nature and basis of that relationship. So, first of all, one has to recognize that there are different types of relationships and understand the differences between them. For example,